Hi, it's KCCK's Culture Crawl. I'm Dennis Green, and the maestro is with us, Tim Hankovich from Orchestra Iowa Inn, as you're staring down the barrel, kind of, at the last few events of the season.
We were laughing off air that, yeah, all of a sudden things get busy. We used to, like, stretch our concerts out, every 2 weeks or so, and now, from here on to the end of the season, my goodness, it's a sprint, it's a mad dash to the end.
It's almost like the holiday season.
It almost
so
is,
so much
yes.
stuff going on. But the concert this weekend, the main concert,
yes.
In the Masterworks series, is called Essential Earth.
Correct.
Earth Day theme?
Absolutely. Earth Day is on Monday, and so we got ahead of the game by having this Earth-themed concert on Friday and Saturday. On Saturday and Sunday.
And this concert will feature the bandoneon.
Yes.
Which is classical for accordion,
right? It kind of is an accordion. if you were to talk to an Argentinian and you called it an accordion,
yeah.
I mean, they would stare daggers at you.
But
it is an accordion-like instrument. It's buttons on each side.
Okay.
And,
but no keys.
Piano keys at all. Just buttons, and it has its own unique sound, and it's in the... You know, it's what tango was actually written around instrument.
Yeah.
And this piece by Richard Scofano, our soloist, is very sexy. It's very south of the border, very Argentinian, a little bit of tango influence, also very romantic. It's very, it's just a wonderful piece. And it's called La Tierra Sin Mal, The Earth Without Sin.
Oh, okay. And so did he write it?
He wrote it for himself,
oh,
yeah.
Neat.
And I discovered this piece through another conductor friend of mine, Mayan Chen, who is a wonderful conductor, and she has her pulse on world music. And I heard this performance with her, and I thought, I got to do this piece. It gives you a nice, great feeling. It's, now that spring is on us and we've been enjoying some great, great weather, it's like that breath of fresh air where you just want to kick off your shoes and say, finally, spring is here. And this is the musical equivalent of that.
I've been getting into these tangos and these the Argentinian rhythms and stuff, because that's popped up several times in some arrangements for corridor jazz and things like that.
I'm a huge fan of that stuff.
It's just got a totally different feel. I mean, in the jazz biz, we talk about, Latin rhythms and Latin jazz.
It's
and
captivating.
Stuff like that.
It's captivating, but it also has its unique flavor where you go, this isn't your usual fare. And wow, it's so great to listen to. So for those of you who are scared of the word bandoneon, which is basically accordion, you got to hear and see this piece. It's just spectacular.
Well, there's nothing I like better than a somewhat non-traditional instrument brought out in the... And of course, in the classical world, that includes guitar.
Correct.
Sometimes.
Correct.
It's not something we see every day.
But you will not find the Beethoven bandoneon concerto.
It just never was written.
Yeah.
But with the advent of AI, I'll bet you could make...
I would pay good money to hear that.
What else is on the program?
Well, we begin our concert in partnership with Ballet Quad Cities. So we're performing a work by Darius Mio, and it's spelled as though you would pronounce it Milhaud.
Right.
And the piece that we're performing is called The Creation of the World. And so the ballet are going to dance out their own origin creation story. So I'm very curious to see how they will choreograph primordial ooze. So we'll see how that works out. But the piece itself is this incredible, interesting mash of 1920s flappers jazz with a little bit of Gershwin thrown in there and a little bit of soulful saxophone playing and then just crazy irreverent stuff. It's just a really interesting piece. And so, but it fits the theme, the creation of the world.
Sounds like the orchestra is dipping its toe into free jazz.
We kind of are. And if you're in your mind's eye thinking, well, how is that going to work? The piece... The Creation of the World is written for like 18 or 20 musicians.
That was my next question, because usually you hand them the stage.
Correct. And so the musicians will be far upstage, and then the ballet will be dancing in front of them.
Okay.
And then you want to come to this concert, because as we are resetting the stage for the Scofano La Tierra Sin Mal Bandoneon Concerto, I will be talking to the audience about next season. I'll be releasing the season during that time.
I got an email that said special announcement this weekend.
But isn't that...
I was ticking off going, let me see. It's about that time.
And isn't that clever of us? While we have this huge set change, I'm going to be using that time and a captive audience to sort of let you know what's going to be happening.
You have learned your MC lessons
I have.
Grasshopper.
Thank you very much, Sensei. I appreciate that.
That is the main job of the narrator is to cover all the junk going on behind him.
Absolutely. And then we finish the concert on the second half with my favorite Beethoven symphony, Symphony Number 6. It's called the Pastorale Symphony. And when Beethoven... wrote it, he was trying to evoke the feelings that you get when you're walking out in the countryside. And this is what I mean. We just talked about it earlier because we're finally experiencing spring. It's that flutter of the heart and that extra deep breath you take when you're outside. That's what Beethoven's trying to convey into music. He also uses birdsong. There's a musical depiction of a picnic by the brook. There's another music depiction of a rainstorm and all that sort of thing that allude to the outdoors and to spring. And so it just rounds out this lovely program in honor of Earth Day of the creation of the world, the earth without sin, and now Pastorale Symphony. It's just like, this is an earth-centric. What a wonderful way to give Mother Earth a musical hug.
Almost like you planned that to have this
Who
theme.
Knew? Who knew that I think ahead, you know? But I am really proud of this program, and it's just going to leave a smile on everybody's face. And I'd be really interested to know when our audience walks away from this concert, which is the piece that sticks in their mind? Will it be the Beethoven? Could be. It's my favorite piece. Yeah. Could it be the Scofano, this bandoneon concerto? Because I tell you, it's very sexy and very awesome. Or is it the craziness of the creation of the world? There's something in it for everybody.
There'll be an opportunity to vote as you exit.
Sure. Absolutely. But if not, for anything else, come so you can hear the announcement of our season, because I got to tell you, it's chock full of good things.
It's possible we've had a little preview here. You guys just had your centennial. It's like, how could you top that? And why, look at this. I think you're going to be close to it.
Yes, I'll bring my metaphorical hat to pull a rabbit out of.
So this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Yes. 7:30 at the Paramount and 2 o'clock at the Coralville Center for the Performing Arts.
And tickets, as always, at the usual orchestra site, which is?
OrchestraIowa.org or artsiowa.com.
Well, sounds like a blast. This is one I've been looking forward to for
Same
a while.
Here.
Looking forward to it a lot. And we'll enjoy that and then come back in a couple of weeks, because I know we are rushing headlong into the closing concerts of the season, which are just spectacular.
Yeah, we're doing E.T. film with live music, which is always awesome. And I did that about a month or two ago at San Jose, and it's so much fun. And the audience, after all these years, E.T. is still a very moving and touching film. And then we finish off with our final masterwork. So we'll get to talk about that then.
All right. Thanks again for being here, Tim.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
You can hear The Culture Crawl live on the radio many weekdays at 10:30. Download the podcast at kcck.org/culture or watch video on our Facebook or YouTube channels. Our producer is Lydia Kilgore. I'm Dennis Green. I'll talk to you later.